So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I figure we can make a sequel to Mortal Kombat.
Oh, we actually got a great response to the first one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you know, out of all the movies that came out in 1995, everybody agreed that that was one of them.
Well, fantastic,
because this one's gonna pick up right after the end of the last movie, and it's also, you know, a movie, technically, kind of.
Amazing. Now, almost none of the actors from the original showed any interest in a sequel. Is that gonna be a problem?
That's probably fine.
Do you think it's a bad sign, though?
That's probably fine.
Well, great, so what's the story in this thing?
Oh, no, no, none of that. Oh, okay.
But anyway, at the end of the last movie, Liu Kang won Mortal Kombat and saved the Earth Realm, right?
Right.
And so now we're gonna have this guy Shao Kahn show up and be like, yeah, I don't even care about that. I'm gonna take over the Earth now.
Wow, just completely undoing the first movie in a matter of seconds.
Exactly, and this guy's gonna frickin' kill Johnny Cage.
He was in the first movie.
He was, and Shao Kahn is gonna explain that if the portal that he opens stays open for 6 days, then the realms are gonna merge.
Oh, how come it's gonna take 6 days?
So the movie can happen.
That makes sense.
And this Lady Kitana, her mom Sindel was dead, but now she's alive. So Kitana's like, Mom, you're alive?
Whoa.
And her mom's gonna be like, too bad you will die.
Very dramatic. I hope the actress really nails that line.
Listen, if the actress is as good at acting as I am at choosing, you know, putting the words on the paper, writing language-listically, we're gonna be fine.
Well, then I have no concerns whatsoever.
So anyway, then everybody else is gonna escape thanks to Raiden and his massive lightning powers.
Feels like those powers could have come in handy just a few seconds ago and maybe Johnny would still be alive.
Maybe.
And then all the good guys split up.
Okay.
In hamster balls.
What?
Yeah, they travel at high speeds in these underground tunnels and big hamster balls that if you don't lean in the right way, you die.
What? Is that from the game or something?
No, it's just something I thought would be cool. I frickin' love hamsters.
Okay, I mean, seems important to you.
And so then Liu Kang and Kitana, they're gonna run into Sub-Zero.
Didn't he die in the first movie?
He did, but this is his brother, and he's kind of a good guy.
Oh, okay.
And then Scorpion shows up too.
Oh, he died in the first movie too. Is this also his brother?
I don't care.
That's fair, me neither, to be honest.
So then Scorpion kidnaps Kitana.
Oh, why does he do that?
Well, because Shao Kahn says that she's the key to all of this.
Okay.
And he also says that by kidnapping her, he can lure all the fighters to Outworld, you know, because they're gonna want to rescue her.
If he needs the portal to stay open for 6 days, shouldn't he just hide instead of actively trying to attract people over to try and stop him?
Yeah, but then there would be no fighting, so I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about it.
Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
And then fake Sub-Zero's gonna be like, you see what just happened, Liu Kang? You're not ready to be alone at all.
So what does Sub-Zero do?
He takes off, he leaves them alone.
Oh, okay, but he's gonna come back later?
No, he's gone.
Oh, okay, bye-bye.
And then Sonya is gonna meet up with Jax, and he has metal arms now, and they're gonna have to fight some ninjas and a robot.
Very exciting.
And later, she's gonna have to fight a girl in the mud.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, two girls are gonna wrestle each other in the mud, and they're gonna be all muddy, and we're gonna watch it.
So the character's gonna be covered in mud for the rest of the movie?
No, she's gonna be totally clean right after. It's literally just a mud wrestling scene that's in there, because I'm, you know, a little gross.
Well, okay then.
And then Liu Kang is gonna see a wolf and get attacked by the cameraman.
What?
And it turns out that the wolf is actually this guy named Night Wolf. And he's like, you need to find your animality and pass some tests if you want to beat the bad guys.
So what are the tests?
Well, one of them is that this Lady Jade tries to sleep with him and he turns her away because his heart belongs to Kitana.
Oh, are they a couple?
Yeah, and they have been for, you know, several hours.
Very romantic.
So then Raiden goes to see some gods and he's like, hey, listen, Shao Kahn's trying to merge our realms and stuff.
Okay.
And so the gods, they're like, well, okay, are you willing to sacrifice your immortality to save the humans?
What? Why is that part of it?
I don't know, but they give him a haircut about it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, he gets a haircut and he flips in to see his friends and he's like, what's up, guys? Look, my hair's gone.
Oh, hairdressing gods are tight.
So then Raiden's gonna encounter some ninjas and there's gonna be a bunch of flipping and some air kicks and it's kinda gonna resemble a fight.
Wow.
And at the same time, the other good guys, they knock out Sindel.
And how does that fight go?
I don't know. It happens off screen.
Of all the fights we're showing, we're not showing one of the most significant ones.
Yeah, I didn't feel like writing that one, so it's not in here.
Well, okay then. And what's going on with humanity throughout this whole thing? Like, how are people reacting to the realms merging?
Unclear, but the Eiffel Tower's gonna show up.
Okay.
So, you know, at least Paris is at stake here.
I guess.
And then there's gonna be a big showdown, and Raiden's gonna die immediately.
Very emotional.
And then Liu Kang's gonna have to frickin' believe in himself if he wants to defeat Shao Kahn.
Oh, believing in himself, huh? Sounds like it's gonna be hard.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean,
he passed that test earlier, right?
The one where he held himself back from sleeping with a woman he had literally just met?
That's the one. And so now he's able to use his animality and turn into a big dragon.
Oh.
But Shao Kahn's also gonna turn into a big dragon. That's the thing.
Very cool.
Now, we don't have the budget for CGI at all. Is that gonna be a problem?
No, it's probably fine.
Amazing. And then they're gonna fight, and Shao Kahn's gonna be defeated, and his father's gonna turn into a cube for some reason, and then a dragon's gonna burst out of his chest.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I agree. And then all the stock footage of the Earth starts to look great again, and Raiden comes back to life.
How does that happen?
Well, I don't know. I wrote that it happened, so it seems like it's gonna happen.
That works for me. So what do you think?
Well, you have characters from a video game doing flippity flips. I don't see how anyone can hate this.
Agreed.
I know that people really like Sub-Zero and Scorpion in the game, though. Do you think we're doing them justice here? Or?
Well, I mean, if people don't like it, we could just fix it in the next movie, whenever that may be.
That's a good point.
But, you know, people are gonna love it. I have a good feeling for sure.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out. I also have some other videos on there, so click around. Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.